Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Lauren Scott is president of Lauren Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Is this the Lauren Scott?
The very one and only Lauren Scott, your humble servant, right here on this end.
All right, Jason Spies calling from the grand old state of North Dakota. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, be sure to tell everybody in North Dakota I said hey, would you?
I think you just did. So what's happening in Louisiana these days?
Well, we've got some folks that are doing really, really well, and then just about anybody in the oil or gas business is not doing very well down here. We don't have a shale play like you guys do. We just have the Gulf of Mexico, and it's too darn expensive to harvest, as it turns out.
I have read recently to where some of the offshore drilling is becoming a little bit cheaper, and of course, the first thing I thought of was a story I did on how the well pads are getting more economical and more efficient. Is that happening out in the offshore drilling? Are they making some major progresses and streamlining those?
They are. They're doing. Back in 2014, when the price of oil was really, really high, the break-even point in the Gulf of Mexico was somewhere between about $70 and $80 a barrel. They have now got that down to about $55 to $60. Dollars a barrel. So they work with Schlumberger, they work with the offshore boat companies like Edison Schwest and others to lower their rates, but they've also figured out ways to do things more efficiently, just like you guys have in the shale plays, and they've gotten that break-even point down, but it's still about $55, $60 a barrel, which is, it makes them uncompetitive with you guys. It's still cheaper to go into the Permian Basin or the North Dakota or the Niobrara and drill there rather than drill the Gulf of Mexico. So the rig counts dropped from about 56 down to 16. It's not doing too well right now.
Lauren Scott on the line. We're going to talk about OPEC and the Permian Basin in just a moment, even get into the Bakken. But I wanted to ask you, since we're talking about some of the efficiencies and some of the technology that's going on in the oil and gas world, I heard an interesting phrase called the downside of technology, which is sometimes the technology is so good that the humans might be out of a job, or maybe some companies have to, you know, tighten their belts a little bit. Have you ever heard of the downside of technology, or you got any comments towards that?
Well, I guess main thing is I don't believe in it. We've had technological change going on for centuries. As a matter of fact, the technological change has gotten exponential, and yet we haven't had a problem with total employment. If anything, most of the people in the oil and gas industry have had a problem finding people until the bust occurred in 2014. So I'm not too worried about that. I mean, I do think you're finding that one of the ways they're saving money in the shale plays and in other places is by doing things that reduce the labor cost. I know that some places the rig floors out in the Gulf of Mexico and some of the newer rigs are almost totally mechanized. You don't have really roughnecks, you know, putting slips in to catch the pipe and to doing all that kind of stuff. It's pretty, it's getting more and more robotic out there. But there's still jobs for people to do besides just being a roughneck on the rig. And there, you know, people have to build the robots and run the robots and learn how to do that. So I'm not too worried about that downside part.
And that was kind of the comment I made, where I don't think you're going to see the job market dwindle down. You might see it shift a little bit. Like you said, you might have some more people building the robots and maybe some less people on the rigs due to safety reasons. That's kind of what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And again, if technology was just a job robber, then there would be nobody working right now. We wouldn't have a low unemployment rate. We'd have a high unemployment rate because what has been happening from a technological change standpoint is it is not increased linearly. It is increased exponentially. We're just finding it's one thing after another. And I'll tell you, one of the industries where you see the most is the oil because of ways to do things more efficiently, getting more oil out of a well. I mean, I remember when I first started talking to you people back in 07, a typical well there would get 100 barrels a day in the first year, and now they're getting 1,100, 1,200 barrels a day. They're just getting smarter and smarter about harvesting the fields.
Let's talk about the Bakken for just a second. You know, you mentioned there was that amount of oil coming out. I usually make the statement that, you know, even during the lull, the downturn, the low oil prices, whatever bullet point word you want to use, we were still pumping out million barrels a day. We never dipped below 900,000. I call that extremely symbolic to the new era of oil. What do you make about that with the low oil prices and the Bakken is still pumping out close to a million barrels a day?
Well, I mean, one of the places where you've seen, again, the cleverness and the ingenuity of American capitalists is in all the shale plays, because the break-even point has dropped 40s and 30s now. So that's why at $45 a barrel oil, you're seeing people go back into the Bakken, go back into the Permian Basin, and go back into these shale plays, because there's money to be made at those prices. And that's kind of a curse for us, because what happened in January is OPEC said, you know, we're going to cut our production by about 2%, 2.1% or so, and, you know, see if we can boost the price. And they did. They boosted the price up to 55, but guess what happened? When the price went way up like that, it went up about 16%. The people in the shale play went immediately back into the shale play, and they either started drilling or they started fracking all the ducts, you know, the drill but uncompleted wells. And so suddenly you had U.S. oil production starting to grow again, and it was growing enough to kind of offset the OPEC reduction. So on the net, we've got the price of oil coming back down again because of all this oil coming off of the shale plays.
You cut out just a little bit. Now, you were talking about the $60 to $70 oil. Was that right? Before you dropped down to the 30, 40, was that right?
Yeah, it was somewhere. You know, I remember when I was up there talking the last time, which I think was in 2014, the break-even point of the shale plays had already dropped from about the 70 level down to 50, and now it's down in the 35 to 40 range. So I mean, they've just gotten more clever about how to use sand. They've gotten more clever about how to set up the stages and have more stages, how to drill horizontally further, how to drill more wells off of one pad instead of having to move the rig around a lot. They just figured out ways to do things a lot more efficiently, and it's worked like a charm.
What do you make of the Permian shale play? It's making all the headlines or hiring, and it seems like some companies are really looking at investing in there.
In the United States right now is the Permian play. The Permian shale play has a couple advantages over you guys. One is the shale is way thicker rock, so you can drill a whole lot more wells off of one pad. But of course, the other important thing is it's way closer to the Gulf Coast where the refineries are. And so that gives them a bit of an advantage over you guys. That's why you have companies like ConocoPhillips. I mean, ConocoPhillips has made the decision, we're not going to drill in the Gulf of Mexico anymore. We're getting out of these deep water plays, and we're just going to start going to the Permian. Matter of fact, they said specifically, we're going to the Permian Basin and investing our exploration money there from now on.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott, or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
Fingers of a ghost, wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Soft and warm, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.